AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozdell. France has reached a compromise with Russia on a UN resolution that it said would prevent mass atrocities in besieged areas of Aleppo, Syria. Correspondent Julie Walker reports the Security Council votes on it on Monday.
The Security Council was supposed to vote Sunday on a resolution to help those caught in the deadly battle in Aleppo, but Russia vowed to veto it unless changes were made. U.S. Ambassador to the UN, Samantha Power.
Given our experience with so many Russian vetoes up to this point, you can't have confidence.
But Power says the council worked hard on a new text with Russia's ambassador.
I can't speak for how his system works, but we expect to vote unanimously for this text.
Which she says covers evacuation and humanitarian access. I'm Julie Walker.
Donald Trump's top aides on Sunday said the president-elect is not ready to accept the finding by intelligence officials that Moscow hacked Democratic emails in a bid to elevate Trump to the White House. Advisor Kellyanne Conway tells CBS's Face the Nation that there was no contact between anyone in the Trump campaign and Russia.
Absolutely not. And I discussed that with the president-elect just last night. Those conversations never happened. I hear people saying it like it's a fact on television. That is just not only inaccurate and false, but it's dangerous.
The pushback came a day before members of the Electoral College are set to formally cast votes for Trump as the 45th president. While Democrats likely are powerless to stop it, they suggest the victory over Democrat Hillary Clinton would forever be tainted by Russian meddling. A nearly four-day ban on drinking water in Corpus Christi, Texas, has been lifted. Test results showing no contamination due to a chemical leak. Mayor Dan McQueen says residents can resume using the city's water supply for drinking, bathing, and cooking.
I would recommend that you flush through your household water just to ensure that there isn't a plume.
This is AP Radio News. Actress Zsa Zsa Gabor has died at her home in Los Angeles. Well, before the Kardashians, she was known for making a career out of being famous.
Zsa Zsa Gabor came to the U.S. from Hungary with her two sisters and their mother around the time of World War II.
Other women find love and happiness. I find only disenchantment.
Zsa Zsa became famous when she married hotel baron Conrad Hilton and then a string of others. Cultural historian Neil Gabler labeled her celebrity the Zsa Zsa factor. Her celebrity expanded. In 1989, she was convicted of slapping a police officer in Beverly Hills and possessing an open container of Jack Daniels in her Rolls Royce.
It didn't help my image. It didn't help my pocketbook. Look, I'm a fighter.
Zsa Zsa Gabor in 1990, now dead of a heart attack at age 99. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Obituaries also include William Hudnut, dead at 84, the former mayor of Indianapolis. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.